USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said that public employees who worked on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic and died from COVID-19 will receive the death benefits that are normally reserved for people who die in the line of duty.
And I want to make sure that we repay that, not just by saying thank you and running nice, not just by saying thank you and running nice television commercials, right? That's why I use the words of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. You want to say thank you, show that you're grateful. Show the respect. The least we can do, what we must do, is for their families, those who died from the COVID virus, make sure they get the appropriate death benefit.
He listed transit workers, emergency responders, and public health care workers as examples. The state has not released official numbers on how many frontline workers have died from COVID-19, but Politico reported that at least 183 New York City employees have...
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The coronavirus crisis threw at least 2.1 million Americans out of work last week, despite the gradual reopening of businesses around the country. The latest job figures from the U.S. Labor Department bring to 41 million the running total of Americans who have filed for unemployment since the coronavirus shutdowns. There were some encouraging signs. The overall number of Americans currently drawing jobless benefits dropped for the first time since the crisis began, from 25 to 21 million. And first-time applications for unemployment have fallen for 8 straight weeks as states gradually let stores, restaurants, and other businesses reopen, and the auto industry starts up factories again. Organizers officially canceled the Boston Marathon for the first time in its history and ending a 124-year run that had persisted through two world wars and another pandemic. The race, which draws a field of over 30,000 and had already been postponed from April 20th to September 14th, will be replaced by a virtual event in which participants who verify they ran 26.2 miles will receive their finisher's medal. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One of the big cable news channels has been cleared in a First Amendment lawsuit, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Fox News winning a First Amendment lawsuit against a Washington state-based public interest group called Washington League for Increased Transparency and Ethics, or WashLight. It sued the network in early April, claiming its coverage violated the state's consumer protection laws by engaging in what it called a campaign of deception and omission regarding the danger of the international proliferation of the novel coronavirus. A Seattle judge dismissing the suit, saying WashLight had failed to establish a case, and he noted that its assertions do not hold up to scrutiny. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Top officials from the Republican National Committee and the Republican National Convention sent a letter saying that the presidential convention will remain in Charlotte, North Carolina. This comes as President Donald Trump in recent days has threatened to move the convention elsewhere unless Democratic Governor Roy Cooper loosens some of his COVID-19 restrictions. Rona McDaniels, the RNC chairwoman, and Marcy Lee Kelly, the president of the Republican National Convention, have asked the Democratic governor to sign off on safety protocols, including pre-travel health surveys and thermal scans of all mandatory attendees. They're also requesting an aggressive sanitizing protocol for all public areas. President Trump has stated he wants to view all proposals by next week to make a decision. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.